21 on a Tuesday morning, we have joining us in studio, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jeff. Winter has arrived. It's 11 degrees out, I see.
Yes, it has arrived. I think it arrived in late September of this year, actually.
Yeah, as long as the snow stays away and just comes over weekends, I'm fine. Yeah.
Now we're through the holiday, the first holiday break of the year with Thanksgiving, and you had a meeting last night, let's get right into it. And when I say you, I mean the school board had a meeting last night. Some interesting stuff last night. Let's start off with the audit. You have to have an audit every year of your finances, and the report was made last night.
Yes, and not only was it made, and really gave some very positive reinforcement to our excellent finance department. You know, again, you know, Jeff, we talk quite often about the serious nature in which we take being good stewards of the taxpayer dollars, and our finance department, led by Director of Finance Val Mertzdorf, do an excellent job, and the annual audit report confirmed that last night. And so the firm of Clifton Larson Allen provided the annual audit for us, and they issued what's known as a clean audit report. There were no deficiencies over any of our internal controls or financial reporting. There were no compliance issues, either with the very technical yellow book standards or at the state level. You know, we did have one. This is how detailed they look at things. And so they will take snapshots of single programs. And so we did have one very minor finding that he said basically happens with most people that they look at, which is just a person on a timesheet, one timesheet that they looked at. The person didn't exactly properly split their time between two different federal programs. So it's not as if they were paid any differently. It's just the way that that was split out for the coding. And so that's the level of detail, but that's the only real piece that we had in the entire report. And again, what it just goes to show is that our finance department has really set up some top-notch procedures and processes to really make it a system. And so what I like about this audit report on an annual basis is, first of all, it gives us this external view at how we're doing things, and I think it should give confidence to the community, you know, that we have someone coming, and even though we say and we are doing everything we can to be good stewards and follow all the appropriate protocols, we do like to have someone, we're required to, but we actually welcome having someone come in and look over our shoulder and say, oh, because frankly, every year there's something that we talk with them about that we make an improvement on. And so really positive. That's a very technical report. Couple of highlights from it that I want to share. Director of Finance, John Mertzdorf, translated it just a little bit in terms of some everyday kinds of things. One of the things in the report I just want to share is that, probably a decade ago, Governor Pawlenty made a big deal about school districts making sure that they spend 80% or more of their budgets on direct instruction and pupil support. And Northfield Schools has long done that. And again, 82% of our general fund revenue last year was spent directly on classroom instruction or pupil support, much less on administration. And when we look at how we rank in the state on that, Val and I every year pull down the report from the state, and shockingly, we sort it to see where we land. Mm-hmm. And almost always, there's 332 districts in the state. We are usually in the top 20 or top 15 in school districts in terms of the percentage of their general fund revenue that they spend in the classroom, you know, or on pupil support. And we're usually in the bottom 20 in terms of spending on administration. So what we want to share with the community with that, people have been very generous in terms of approving operating levies and things like that for us over the years. And just goes to show that we're not only just saying and thinking about that money being in the classroom, we are actually proving it. And so we really appreciate the generosity of our taxpayers to be able to do this, because we could not maintain the programming that we have with the shortfalls that the legislature has given us over the last 30 years without the local community support. So we just want to know that their finances are in good hands, and we are using them for the reasons that they intended to give to us.
All right. There's nothing better than a boring report as far as the finances.
Yes, what you want with the audit is a boring report. We think it's exciting, but in a good way, but we're also a little dorky. So
there's now another exciting thing coming up, of course, is the voters have voted on the bond referendum, and Northfield will be getting a new school and some money for some additions to other schools or in some improvements, and all that has to be bonded. And you got some good news in that front yesterday.
Well, and so what the board did last night is they authorized the sale of those bonds, which will happen in January. So that's not happening right now, but there's a number of mechanical pieces that have to happen between now and the time that those bonds are sold. And we work with Ellers Incorporated, their public finance group also works with the city of Northfield. very well respected in their field, and they take care of those, the sales of those bonds for us. But there's some technical pieces that they need to handle. And so what the board approved last night were the parameters for that bond sale. One of the pieces that we think is exciting is that when they've done the updated estimates based upon current market conditions, they're actually thinking that we're going to get a better interest rate on those bonds than they had originally projected, which means we'll have to actually have less bonding on the taxpayer, because when we sell those bonds and we get more interest, that means that we can have a little bit less actually on the taxpayer. So I said it probably 100,000 times during the informational campaign about an average home, you know, projected to have a $27 per year increase or $2.25 per month. And actually the updated estimates show that that impact on a $250,000 house will only be $25 a year. Now, Jeff, $2, I mean, you barely can get a Mountain Dew for that anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, what I want to share with the community is that's the kind of detail that we're looking at, because over the past decade, through refinancing of previous bonds, you know, we've lowered tax impact on bond-related projects like the middle school and like Bridgewater by $5.5 million. And it's because we make sure that we get the best absolute interest rate, and when we refinance, we're looking how can we make sure that we leverage those financial tools to reduce the impact to our taxpayers. And so again, now market conditions could change again, but right now what we're projecting is actually having a little bit better interest rate than we projected during the informational campaign, which would translate into some lessening of the tax impact for property owners. Now, I won't pretend that $2 a year is a big deal, but what it represents, I think, is a big deal in the fact that we are very grateful for the confidence that the community has had in us by approving a very generous operating levy and then following it up the next year by providing some great resources for really dramatically changing how we provide early childhood education and really impacting our K-5 buildings in a very positive way. I want to share that we take that so seriously. We're looking at all of these small things and working with experts in the field to make sure they can get the most for their money.
All right. You'd mentioned that there are a number of some mechanisms that have to go forward before you actually do some bonding. And just as an overall project, what are the next couple of things that you'll be working on through the holidays leading into January? Because you have to, you know, the building, the design, yeah, all that information. What are the steps you still have to go through?
Yeah, so the bond sale is one portion of it, because we actually have to get the money to pay the bills over time, right? And so Ehlers is helping us with that part. That's their expertise. That's an area where we know enough to be dangerous, but you turn that over to an expert, because that's what people in the community would expect us to do. On the fronts of keeping the train moving down the track toward our goal of opening these projects on time as projected, we started just before last week. We posted our request for proposals for three services, one for architectural services, one for construction management services, and another for financial investment services, because we will be able to invest those bonds in, of course, a very extremely safe manner to be able to get some additional some interest in that particular regard. So those, all three of those RFPs are due this Friday. We are planning to interview next week. The two most important to get on board right away are the architectural and the construction management firms. We'll be interviewing firms that we select to come in next Wednesday. We're looking at our target date is December 5th. The goal would be to share that information with the board on the 10th and have them approve that those contracts in December, if not at that 10th meeting, maybe at a special meeting, again, to try to make sure we keep these things going down the road. And so that's the next step in terms of that part of it. Now, simultaneously, this week we're also going to be releasing a little survey tool, two different surveys. We're looking at it today just to finalize, and I anticipate we'll either release it later today or tomorrow, and it'll come out to various stakeholder groups in the next couple of days. Two parts is one is an application to be on the design team. Now, I think a lot of people think of our projects and they simply think of the Greenville Park element, the new elementary school, but there are actually five projects associated with the bond. So we have the new elementary school, we have the repurposing of the current Greenville as an early childhood center, we have the Bridgewater addition and renovation, we have the Sibley addition and renovation, and we actually have the Longfellow school renovation. We're assembling design teams for each of those projects, and so we'll be inviting, of course, our staff to apply to be part of those design teams, community members. We're looking to have representation from a variety of stakeholder groups across the community. We'll be sending that out through various channels. I'll be, of course, sharing it with you and asking you to post it on kymn.net. And So along with that, we can't have everybody on those design teams, Jeff. I mean, when you start to look at the stakeholders that we want to have on that, when you think about parents and you think about students and you think about paraprofessionals and teachers and nurse, and because you get the 20 people really quick. Well, you can't really have an effective group that's more than that. So in conjunction with the design team application, we're also going to have some project feedback form that anyone in the community can submit and say, this is something I really think that you should consider at this project. It's a form that you'd fill out per project. We actually do have a character limit of about 300 words for that because we don't want folks writing dissertations on this. They could, of course, submit multiple forms. But what we're looking for is to try to cast the widest net possible. We've had a lot of input before, but we think it's, again, time to get some additional input. So all of that information from those surveys will also be provided to the design teams when they start their work in January.
All right. Well,
Lots
going on, and the train is moving down
and
the
actually
track.
Kids come to school every day, and we teach them, too. So
let's move on. You had... the police liaison, you have an officer at the schools, you have a new contract for that. Tell us about it.
Well, we're working on that. So last night the board had the first reading, and really actually Chief Monty Nelson and I talked. The police liaison term is really an antiquated term. So in the updated version that the board will see on December 10th, we actually call that a school resource officer now. We were using the last contract, and of course terminology changes. And so we've had a great partnership with the city of Northfield for decades. In fact, Chief Nelson himself was the school resource officer at one time.
I remember that, yeah.
And so we've had a long-standing, very positive relationship with the Northfield Police Department. Our contract with them is up at the end of this calendar year, and so we're working on finishing a new three-year contract with them to maintain that service. And really, during the 174 school days, Officer Bart Weiss, who's our school resource officer, is really on-site almost all day. If there's another kind of issue in town, he may go for that if Chief Nelson needs him to go to support that. And, of course, we're all in it together, so we know how that works. But we pay about 50% of the salary and benefits for that position. The city picks up the other 50%. It's been a very good partnership over the years. Again, Officer Weiss does things like teach DARE to our fifth-grade students, really about drug awareness, drug and alcohol awareness, does a lot of work in terms of just supporting our staff with various kinds of things that happen each day in terms of there's times where we need some support in a custody circumstance and those kinds of things that Officer Weiss provides support to our administrators for. He also works very hard on developing relationships with students because he wants to make sure that he understands kids and he wants to make sure that kids know him and that he's a trusted adult, that if they have a concern, they can come to him as well. And so we've had a very positive relationship with our local police department over the years. It's been very good, and we look forward to continuing that. So we'll ask the board to approve that at the December 10th meeting.
All right. Once again, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, is our guest right now. You had the report on activities for fall, and you have a lot of kids involved with a lot of different activities.
Absolutely, and if folks haven't had a chance to meet our new activities director, Joel Olson, you know, he's just an excellent addition in a long line of outstanding activities directors that Northfield High School has had over the years. And so he provided a quarterly report to the board just talking about our fall participation and went through a number of different pieces, of course, highlighting some of the accomplishments of our athletics. And, of course, activities involves more than just athletics. It also involves fine arts. So talking about the 50 students that participated either on stage or behind stage during the production of Our Town. Also talking about the accomplishments of our athletic team. So, of course, our girls swim and dive team, they were the 1AA true team section champs, and they were the State High School League 1AA champs, finished 14th out of 42 teams at state. Great job, Gators. They had an excellent season, and, of course, a number of students did very well on that. Our volleyball team, as people know, Big Nine Conference champions, and they were the 1AAA semifinalist. Football won 5A runner-up to the eventual state champion, Owatonna Huskies, and so great stuff. But even more important than that, what I was really proud is that Activities Director Joel Olson also shared that we had two pretty prestigious academic awards for our athletic team. So our football team won the Gold Award, which means that their team overall had a GPA between 3.75 and 4.0. And Mitchell Stanchino, who's a senior at Northfield High School, academic All-State. Great for him. Our volleyball team, again, Big Nine champs, four academic All-State, and they also achieved the Gold Award. So Lily Hollerung, Rachel Kelly, Linnea Larson, and Cora Rizek were academic All-State. So at Northfield High School, we really use the term student-athlete, and what we really appreciate about kids here is that They are serious about their studies, but they're also serious about these other things that help make them well-rounded people. And those kinds of extra experiences, whether it be on the stage with our town, whether it be performing on the speech team coming up, whether it be being part of the orchestra or activities, athletics, you are learning such lifelong skills that are so important. And yet, I think sometimes there's the perception of, oh, there's kids who are in athletics, and kids in athletics don't always take academics seriously. Well, the data here proves otherwise. And so we're really appreciative to Director of Activities Joel Olson for providing this report. It's something he's going to be doing regularly for us. And again, we welcome Joel to the community. He's just doing an outstanding job and really, again, just another outstanding activities director in a long line of excellent activities directors at Northfield High School.
Yeah, you know, and I've been here for 30 years and started covering sports in 1988. And we've had just a couple of...
I was a junior in high school then, yeah.
We had Kevin Merkel, and then for so many years, Tom Graubman. So he's got some big shoes to fill, and it sounds like he's a capable individual, capable of doing that. So,
doing great.
Yeah, wish him the best. Anything else from last night's meeting that you'd like to mention?
You know, just one other piece in case people take a look at the board agendas. You'll see something that the board approved last night called the Lead and Water Management Plan. And what I want to make sure that community members understand is we've been doing testing for lead in our water for a long, long time. Probably a decade or more. We partner with an environmental firm out of the Rochester area that works with schools. And, of course, in the last several years, we've heard a lot about lead in water at schools through some of the really horrific things that we've seen, like in Flint, Michigan, and some of these other places. This is not anything new for Northfield Public Schools. We've been doing the lead in water testing and following best practices for years. But because of some of these issues that we've seen across the nation, the legislature changed the rules so that we have to have the board approve our plan. And so, again, really no change in how we've operated in the past. It just is the fact that we had to have that formally approved by the board. So we have our radon testing. We've got all sorts of testing plans. I just want to reassure the community that while you might hear some stories about that nationally, locally we've been following those procedures for at least a decade, if not more.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it.
It is always my pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Take care.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.